Students from the City Honors Choral Group kicked off the professional development event Monday. It was titled Keeping It Real, Reality Pedagogy and a Call for Social Justice. It was the second annual Urban Education Forum. Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash says over a year ago he issued his new education bargain with parents and students. Cash noted a new population of students is coming into the district from over 100 countries, speaking over 80 languages. But then he pointed out that over 80% of students are African American, Hispanic, and living in some of the most impoverished neighborhoods of Buffalo.
That education always beats incarceration, and that this is probably the greatest social justice issue of our time is to educate well, increase access, increase opportunity, and increase quality of educational experiences for all of our students, but especially for our students who happen to be poor and who are of color.
City school teachers often deal with students who are experiencing violence somewhere in their lives. Cash says it seems to be increasing. He declared it must stop and the pattern of violence and imprisonment must be reversed.
35% of our young people have said that they have seen, not heard about, have seen someone get shot, stabbed, or beaten. And so when they come to school, we have to be sensitive about how to support, how to still nurture, give tough love, and not escalate potential negative interactions with our students.
We're going to talk today, all right? I'll give a few disclaimers. Over the course of my talk in this hour, I will probably say something that offends someone.
When Dr. Christopher Emden took to the stage, he delivered a fast-paced, high-energy speech to the educators.
We have to sort of say some things that are uncomfortable. But as I say those things, I'll also try to give you guys some practical solutions, and I might say something that you do like.
But teachers just need practical and tangible things, and you have to give them, like, small steps.
Emden serves as an associate professor in the Department of Mathematics, Science, and Technology at the Teachers College at Columbia University. He's also author of the New York Times bestseller, For White Folks Who Teach in the Hood. He called on educators to teach the whole person, understanding that many children are coming from difficult home lives and neighborhoods.
How do you construct conversations with young people to get them all engaged? You know, how do you have the young people feel empowered by letting them teach? Those kind of really small and simple practices. But first, you have to get folks that are philosophically in the same boat. And once you do that and they get thirsty for more, you can give them some of the practical.
Emden says for students witnessing violence and death in their lives, the schools are not creating spaces for them to talk about what they're dealing with. He referred to what's happening in many urban districts as PTSD, for teaching in schools disorder.
So, in my work, I also talk about how do you just make the class look better? You know, how do you put curtains on windows and couches in certain spaces so it feels like home? And if it feels like home, they're more likely to sort of like let go of some of those tensions that they bring from the real world.
Most important thing is really getting to know our children, where they come from, where they live, and understanding who they are and letting them have that voice in the classroom.
Mary Morris serves as school superintendent in the Cheektowaga Central School District. She brought along her entire administrative team for the professional development event. As a first-ring suburb of the city, Morris noted the need for a culturally responsive system to teach diverse groups of students.
We leave here and do nothing, nothing will change. What he talked about getting in the dirt, that is the important piece, and that's the hard part. And unless you're willing to do that, you won't see any change.
Most of the issues in education can be addressed through very simple phenomena that don't even require much funding, like an educator that listens.
Dr. Emden tells WBFO, most importantly, students just want to be heard.
Having young folks feel as though their voice matters in how the school runs and what they eat. Having them have a mural that's painted that represents who they are.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.